views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Nathan, this is perfect.
What is perfect?
My sound, my ears, everything.
You even have like a very bright shirt on.
I have a very
bright shirt.
Oh, no, this is my old Harley shirt.
Oh, yes.
Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, the 10th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. And as we just introduced Nathan, he's there over a Wild and Woolly weekend. I say, you know, woolly.
Uh-huh.
Because you have sheep.
Oh, we're back on that.
Well, you know what? I just, you know, I told Linda that that you have, how many sheep you have, like 8 or 9 or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's like 10 or 12.
But, yeah, I told Linda this, and she thought that was great. I think it is, too.
I just need to know, okay, now, if you have a little button there just to turn my microphone up, not from the headphones, but through, there we go. I need a little bit more. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm curious because we know Nathan had lived in Las Vegas and was like a head bartender, you know what that is.
Big clubs and
all that. And so and then, but your family lived here, so you came back.
The movie Martini was based on his.
Did you, Nathan? Did you decide? Okay, enough of that kind of lifestyle. I really want a mini farm, or which was your family's. Tell us a little bit about that.
No, I just wanted to be around family for, just life reasons, so.
But, I mean, is it their farm?
It's my parents' farm. Yeah.
Okay, so how did you grow up there?
Yeah, it's been a family farm. Like, my grandpa owned it, and it's been just in the family forever.
I love that. So it's familiar, grounds.
So the sheep, yeah. I mean, is it like you raise them for their wool, or?
They're St. Croix sheep, so they actually shed their wool every summer.
They shed their wool. You don't have to do anything except pick it up.
Well, St.
Croix.
You don't even do that.
All right, so you know there's all these different species of sheep. And so the St. Croix, does that mean that they're from the island of St. Croix and they're
I believe so. I didn't actually look that deeply into their history.
So they shed like like a German Shepherd, but that means you don't have to shear them.
Right.
Is there a market? I mean, is there a different kind of market for it, or are you into that part?
We just mostly raise them for their, meat and for, I know. I like food.
Well, it says they're hardly it's a hardy tropical breed. I've got to look it up because it's like killing me now. Let's see. What did it say?
They're more durable for the high desert.
Parasite resistant and raised primarily for meat production. Yeah, they're hefty little creatures. How cool is that? So I wonder how did your grandpa get into it? I love to know the history. How did you go to St. Croix sheep?
We actually raised regular sheep with my grandfather and cattle with my grandfather. My mom actually came across St. Croix a couple of years ago and wanted to switch over to something a little more helpful in this area.
Okay.
Wool isn't a very good trade out here.
No, I guess.
Oh, sorry. I was just looking this up because now I'm totally fascinated with, how things come into your life.
I tell you what, why don't you do the weather,
which is what
people are really
listening
to.
Hey, it's Monday morning. Come on, you guys. We all talk about it's for some people, it's Columbus Day or it is Indigenous Day. Do we put the garbage out day? Are they going to check the meters day? All of the above. Like, do we go to school today? No. I mean, the streets are kind of not crowded this morning as we have our window open here on KCNR. If you're listening this morning, good morning and welcome and thank you for being with us. We're going to have a fun morning. Sunny today with a high of 95, overnight lows of 62. We have beautiful week ahead of us with great nights. So, Sunny with 93 on Tuesday, Wednesday 94, Thursday sunny and 95, and Friday 95 once again. That's the forecast with beautiful, clear skies. Now, I'm not really sure. Was that moon full last night? Do you know?
Yep, it was.
All right, so the weather's brought to you by Shasta.
It was really full Saturday night, so it was probably still a little full.
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And yes, I do have that memorized. I say it every morning. And what I could say is our customers are warm friends coming up.
Could say it's a veteran-owned business.
A veteran-owned business, and they are secret angels in our community. They do all kinds of wonderful things, so we love to support local. Speaking of local, friends, good friends, and we always say in order to have friends, you've got to be a friend. So when people say, what are you doing? Can we get together? You know, I mean, we're all so busy, but you just carve out the time. It's so important for the spirit and friendship. So we have two friends, husband and wife team, that invited us to join them at a restaurant on Saturday called Rita's.
Rita's
now,
Cafe.
I've driven by it a million times. It's in front of that. It's off of Hartnell, across from Harbor Freight, right next to the laundromat, where Cash and Carry used to be.
Anyway, a young couple just bought it. And
oh, my gosh.
And have put their spin on it. And we walk in on a Saturday at noon. Place is packed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say packed. All the tables were being used. I mean, it wasn't like they were standing in a line.
What I think is brilliant, it's a husband and wife team, and I'm not talking your average. I mean, it's open for breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
And so it is quality food. He cuts his own meats. It is like
they get their meat from R&R.
And all the details of what they put in their food. So he's a gourmet guy, and they decided, let's do this. So there's like four chairs at like an area that the counter, and there's four booths. So I thought, this is brilliant. It's tiny. It's fabulous. He can be creative with his meals. Like, we asked for some. I mean, I think I had a tuna. No, I had a twist on a sandwich.
Twisted turkey. It was twisted turkey something.
Melt. It was so good. And we had garlic fries heavy on the garlic, please. It was fabulous.
They're country potatoes, the ones they make. They take potatoes and slice them real thin and then cook them up. It comes out of bags or anything. So it was. So Rita's Cafe, owned by a young couple, which I should have gotten their names, but I did. Well, I mean, we introduced ourselves and all that, but if you're looking for breakfast, a new place for breakfast or lunch.
And lunch.
Why don't you give them a shot?
We're supposed to have a killer French dip, too, because our friends go there twice a week.
Yeah, because she works downtown, and it's just a good way to do it. All right. A lot of things going on, and we're having this week. You know, we've got a guest on Wednesday morning. It's going to be very interesting.
And Ted's going to be your co-host
Ted Light will be my co-host. A local guy. So not kidding anymore. He made some mistakes. Ended up in prison for a long time. And got out when they changed that three-strike law. And, you know, that a lot of people, including myself, said, you know, this is not going to be good. And in many cases, and probably the vast majority of cases, it wasn't. But wait till you hear this story. And it's going to be on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. So, all right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV. And he's been doing it for over 30 years. Yeah, that's right, Doug Tooley, better-known business. And he's got so many specials going on that I can't even begin to read them all right here. We just take up the rest of the hour. But he is one of the good guys. And he is just the man to work with. If you're looking for a dish technology, we've had dish for what, 12 years?
Absolutely.
We've had a long time, and I tell you what, if you look at the pluses to the minuses, it is very strong, way over on pluses than it is minuses. And for any minus, we call Doug Tooley at 530-241-3474, and Doug fixes it, or he does something, whatever they do. Anyway, don't call the 800 number, my friends. Let's do local. 530-241-3474. B&T Satellite. We'll be right back.
Like a river song, she give me love, Remember when filling up the gas tank didn't cost an arm and a leg? Me too.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly.
That's why I support suspending the gas tax to provide immediate relief from high gas prices and put money back in the pockets of working families.
Megan is focused on real-life issues impacting families, reducing the high cost of living, making items like food, gas, and diapers less expensive.
And like you, I'm tired of the wildfires and smoke that plague our region.
That's why Assemblywoman Megan Daly led efforts to improve forest management, put more firefighters on the front lines, and secured millions to help fire victims and communities recover. Megan's good work has earned her the endorsements of the California Professional Firefighters and California Correctional Peace Officers Associations.
California has to do better. That's why I'm fighting to fix the policies that have failed us all. Let's get California back on track and be sure to turn in your ballot.
Megan Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
Voting is your right and civic duty. It is important to know who is running for office and to know the definition of proposed measures that are set to appear on the ballot. Read up on political issues and figure out where you stand. Get out and talk to people and learn more about who could represent you and your interests. Attend local forums involving political candidates and find out if their interests align with yours. Be informed. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Hey Shasta County, it's been another hot, dry summer once again here in the North State. Not only has it been hot, but the lack of water in our lakes and canals have left our county especially dry. I pray for no fires, and I thank our firefighters for their hard work. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote this November. One of the many things I plan on doing in Shasta County is making our forests cleaner and safer from wildfires. I want to write an ordinance to make the state and feds manage our forests better than they have been doing. I want to reduce the fuel loads on our state and federal forest lands. I have already consulted several experts on this subject and would like to reduce the risk of wildfire in the future. I don't want to burden the private landowners with an ordinance, but I would like to strongly encourage them to reduce their fuel loads also. I would like to save the available grant monies to help out the private landowners, but make our state and federal agencies reduce the fire risk rather than beg for compensation after a disaster. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote. Let's work to save our beautiful North State Forest and protect our citizens' property and lives. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Come back to Free Fire Radio on a Monday, October 10th, 2022, 7:18 in the morning. It is about 58 degrees out there. Good morning, everybody. You gotta start, the week out strong, because come Friday, sometimes you're on fumes. But hey, good morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. I like Cornerstone Community Bank. We bank there. They're really good people. It's local. Community Bank, 4 branches, one in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 down in Anderson. You know, there's reasons that they're expanding. It's because people like doing business at Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay.
Do you want me to go into fun, or do you want to go into...
I'm just
going
to say officials here in Redding have arrested a few people and cited many more. Why? Illegal outdoor fires. You know, we've had a number of fires around here, and they've been started from unattended campfires. So the Shasta County fire agencies, you know, have been reporting an increase in illegal outdoor fires this year, with some of them escaping and causing wildland fires. You know, we've had several fires under, you know, held it to an acre, 2 acres. But if that had gotten loose, you know, our fire department is really on this. But they found evidence of over 25 illegal fires in the areas of illegal encampments. The goal of the patrols is to prevent unsafe outdoor fires, which are a common threat during the colder fall months. Illegal open fires, including small cooking fires, threaten public safety, particularly when fuel moisture is still low, like it is now. And also winds can catch it, and off it goes. So they have illegal warming fires in green belts, and since we've only had about 6 inches of rain here in Redding, which is less than a third of the normal amount, think about that one. You know, we may have next year. Hopefully, you know what? I do not mind being in the house for a week or two every month with rain.
And I love to put the plants out. They love to drink it. It makes them so healthy. And we love our rainwater. The earth just drinks it up.
Anyway, what I'm trying to get across here is that our firefighters, but also our police, are out there, and a couple of them were arrested for having, or cited for having illegal campfires. Another was when they came up to them, had several felony warrants, and, they were arrested. So, they are watching them. It is, I can see where, you know, where people like, where Nurpon is now, the old Henderson open space, we used to have fires down there, and the people living along there were very concerned because there was a lot of down trees in there, and if they could get loose and come over to their homes. But Nurpon seems is successful so far. I got a call from Indian Dave, who was one of the ones that was getting hammered out there. And he says some of them sneak back in.
Yeah, well, we saw that the other day.
Some of them
saw the trash on coming down Hartnell. Like they moved out, so there's trash along the way there on Hartnell.
Well, yeah, but that's a different spot.
Right.
He says some of them sneak back in, but then they leave. He said it's 100% better. 100% better than it was. And now it's also going to be a spot where you can get your dogs off the leash because it's all fenced
in. Yeah, there was a wonderful article this weekend about all the different doggy parks that they're going to start. I like that because
thank you, Redding Police Department and the Fire Department.
Absolutely. Yesterday I was with a friend, stopped by and visited for a minute, and we were talking about her sister that won't travel without her dog, and that why she's got her dog, she needs to take that dog out for 3 walks a day. I said, well, here's your answer. The Sheraton, right there by the bridge, is a dog-friendly hotel. You can eat outside with your dog. They have a little place for the dog to drink. You know, you can bring your dog, you could stay in a hotel, there's dog rooms, I mean like rooms that you can stay with your dogs, and then there's your answer, let her take the dog for a walk 3 times a day around the bridge. Anyway, so for those people who can't travel without a dog or worried about a dog, you can travel with your dog, and I really love what the Sheraton did. Now, what my point is that along with the Sheraton, the town with Redding, with the downtown development and the growth, there's going to be people who have dogs that live in the high rises and live in places, and they need to find other places to take their dogs. Now, we, for years, and I was on the board for the very beginning, up at the Benton Dog Park, which is a wonderful, wonderful dog park. But then there's other people who want to take their dogs off the leash. Okay, now I want to talk about something that's really cool because you love him. Keanu Reeves. Ready?
I'm ready.
Made his comic book writing debut recently with, I think it's called Berserker, B-R-Z-R-K-R, Berserker, an exceptionally violent graphic novel about an immortal warrior's blood-fueled quest about the truth to his existence. Launched in 2021.
Wait a minute, that's plagiarism. Yeah. He's doing the story of my life.
Launched in 2021 with acclaimed illustrator Ron Garney and co-written with New York Times bestseller Matt Kent, it was the highest-selling comic book that launched in 30 years, and Volume 2 hit shelf 2 weeks ago. He says, I love telling stories.
Well, here comes the movie.
Recently said on Jimmy Kimmel's show, adding that he had already always read comic books as a kid and gradually selected those most appropriate for his age group. He said he enjoyed the classics, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, but switched to Frank Miller's more violent work. such as Wolverine and stuff after that. The main character is an immortal 80,000-year-old warrior. Looked an awful lot like Reeves. In fact, the character looks like him. Kimmel asked if that was by design, to which Reeves began nodding his head like a six-year-old who was just asked if he wanted an ice cream cone. Anyway, I think that's so cool because, you know, Keanu Reeves is so, he's so talented, and it's very hard to put him in a box. You cannot put that man in a box, which I think is the true essence of an artist.
He gave all of his money from one of his movies to a needy group. He doesn't seem to be stuck on himself. Yeah.
Somebody
said he was in the airport and he lost his luggage. Could this be? Can Al Reese lose his luggage? I mean, you know, but he is, you don't see him a lot on, you don't see him in the papers a lot and a lot of news or anything about him because he's like really serious about keeping his life to himself. That's cool. And when you look at him, it's not like he's the best actor in the world. I mean, let's just say that. But he stays on point in his movies. He makes his movies. He's a lot like Tom Cruise. Where's, you know, the message is entertain the people that walk in there and plunk down their $20 and entertain them for 2 hours. He's real good at that.
And he's wonderful. He didn't get caught in the rom-com. Which is romantic comedy. They call that a short term. Also in the celebrity news, quickly, Carl, because I know that you love watching wrestling.
About 30 years ago.
No, I mean, so I love when somebody, you look like what you can do with your celebrity. That's why I love talking about Keanu Reeves, because what do you do with your celebrity? You know, American actor, superstar John Cena, has set a new record for the most wishes granted through a Make-A-Wish Foundation with 650.
I saw that. You know, Make-A-Wish Foundation is set up for children and adults, I think, but who want to, they're battling life-threatening diseases and cancer. And this is their wish. They want to do this. One young man wanted to be a Marine, and they made him a Marine.
Oh.
And he had the uniform. He had everything. He was like 8 years old. Honorary Marine for the day. He had, you know, certificates and everything there. But people, we right here in Reading have granted those wishes to people in our
Make-A-Wish. And Barbara Harrison was very
instrumental. Oh, my gosh. Barbara Harrison was an animal out there supporting us.
Well, let me just say that no other celebrity has granted more than 200 wishes in the 42-year existence of Make-A-Wish. Targeting children, just so you know for your information this morning, between the ages of 2 and 18. They can choose to meet a celebrity, go to an event, or even give a gift to someone else. So we were just, I think that's really cool to hear that somebody.
600, I think I read part of that, and it was like
650 wishes.
650 wishes that he granted through his, I'm sure through donations like that. You're right, you don't hear about that. I thought you were getting ready to tell me something.
No,
weird.
I think it's really.
Some guy went berserk on steroids and threw.
Vince McMahon
through a window.
I mean, I'm sure he gets as much, if not more, than what the kid gets. But, you know, he gets to, you know, they take pictures.
John Cena came
with
over.
Them.
He's come to war zones. He's come to Iraq. He's gone to Afghanistan. WWE is, you know, send wrestlers.
It's fun to watch that sometimes.
The MMA.
Yeah.
Mixed martial arts sends their, you know, champs and fighters over, you know, to meet the troops. I mean, it's not like they're entertaining, but they're, you know, like meeting the troops. Okay. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, have you ever wondered what happened to Anselmo Vineyards? Over the 10 years that since Rivera Anselmo has left after the momentous battle with the county.
Still talking about it.
Well, we're still talking about it now. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst owns Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and he is the professional that's working on your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix that. If he can't fix it, if it damages too much or if it's in the wrong spot, he'll tell you that and he will give you the name of a company that he trusts to replace your windshield. So, don't take chances. In the winter, if you have a crack or a chip in your windshield, it gets water in it, it gets expanded when it freezes, and now you got a cracked windshield. Go down and see Jeff Wurst at 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and evaluation. Or give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Jeff Wurst, veteran, owner of Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
There's no place I'd rather be.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Reading City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Reading. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Rick Massetti, former mayor of the city of Reading, and I'm encouraging the thousands of voters who elected me to elect Marcus Parton.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM.
I never get old.
Radio with Carl and Linda Bott It is 7:35 in the morning here on the 10th of October. It's about 59.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. You know what never gets old is beautifying your home. I just think it never gets old because you can always have a little nook and cranny or something that you can upgrade or paint or, you know, I spent the weekend moving furniture and steam cleaning carpets and stuff like that. It's a beautiful thing to do. So call Estate Granite. You can get an appointment with Mike Cooper, who owns it, and he can do stone and, you know, talk about his race car and all his wonderful experiences with winning. Mike, if you're listening, congratulations on your weekend's, you know, experiences that you get to do. But he's just a good guy, so have him come out and do great work on your house or give you an estimate. 241-STONE. Well, welcome back to the show. We were talking about feel-good things. And, you know, all we want to do as a society is we want to be heard. If we have an issue, is we want to be heard by people who are in charge. And, you know, on our street, we're downtown, and we were sharing this with Nathan earlier.
Just let me give the background.
You go ahead.
Let me give the background. 2 years ago, they resurfaced our street. Beautiful. I mean, it was not a crack, anything. Well, last week, they started tearing that street that they probably spent, you know, tens of thousands on. Because they're repairing the sewer lines. Well,
replacing
the sewer lines. Thank you, dear. And so they've already started tearing the street up, and they blocked off the street. So you've got to kind of like come in from, you know, the other end of the street. But they're opening, you know, you can't park out in front of your house because there's all types of, you know, equipment there. But they leave, you know, they leave it so you can get into your driveway. There's never been a problem with that. And of course, the port ahead is right in front of our house because we're like center of the street. We can live with that too. Well, the other day, Linda noticed that one of our, you know, we have lamps at the top of our walkway. And,
that are solar.
Yeah, they're solar, and we've had them for a couple of years now, and mm-hmm. they work great.
Mm-hmm.
One of them had just been busted off.
Well, I came home after my show Thursday night, and I thought, why is the right side over there not working? So I went over there, and sometimes at the top of your solar lamps, if they're dirty or, you know, have dust on them, now they've been doing a lot of work on the street, so I thought, went over there and cleaned, and then once I touched it, it kind of like...
It fell off.
It fell off like somebody had done something, and because the other one was completely... You put those on.
Yeah, I mean...
So I had to take it off because it was going to fall off completely. Because it was just placed on, like something broken and placed on.
The neck had been busted. Anyway, here's what we're talking about. So as I'm overlooking at it, a pickup truck stops, and you know that was working on this place. And I asked the guy. I said, can you come over and look at this? We gets out of the truck, and it took like 5 minutes because he's like 6'8". And,
calendar boy.
Yeah, well, that's what Linda keeps going on. And, honey, wipe your chin.
No, he was really very sweet.
And, he looks at it, and I said, you know, it just seems like a coincidence that you got all this equipment right here, and then our lamp gets
pipes busted.
And he goes, yeah, he said, those are weird coincidences. Took a photo. It was really nice about
yes.
it. But here's the thing. He didn't just blow us off.
Yeah.
He listened.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to do something about it. And yeah. we'll give it a few days and see what happens. I mean, it's not like you're going to spend $1,000, maybe not even $100 to get this thing fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But still, somebody needs to fix it. It's like we said, we don't believe in coincidence. But they listened. Unlike
Segway.
Parts of our city where they have rules for you and me, but not for them. They don't listen to their own rules. But we have to live by their rules. Oh, you're a day late. Well, you guys have been, wait a minute, you sell land illegally. I'm a day late asking for something. Oh, we can't do anything about it. Okay.
Oh, are we talking?
But on the other hand, they do listen and they do address things. But there are some times that when you just, there's no rhyme and reason with it. It should be, if it's one way, it should be that way all the time. And if it's not, well, then that's what gets people confused and angry. So, I'm not angry anymore.
Are we talking about
painting in front of their house? Transients go home. I promised the chief I would not do that. Well, don't look at me like that. Okay, what else is going on? Let's talk in Selma. That's what we said we're going to talk about. If you're new in town and new me in over less than 10 years, there was a guy named Reversion Selma. He and his wife Chicken, who is now Ramona, bought this place with the idea of making it the most beautiful restaurant, winery there. They wanted it to be like a destination spot out out towards Shingletown. Well, Reversion Selma had never dealt with small counties and things like this in his life. And he went into, he was putting buildings up, and he asked for permits, and 90 days would go by without a response. So then he'd start to build. Well, that just started it. And then it became an animosity, mainly between Anselmo and Modi. It got to be kind of personal in there. Anyway, so somebody asked a question to the Record Searchlight, what happened to Anselmo's Vineyards and all this?
This was in the weekend's paper.
Anyway, Paul Hellman, who heads up the permitting process, he said that, there's more buildings out there than I knew about. So what they came back and said, there are 13 finished and partial buildings on the property that are in various stages of permitting, and some require multiple permits. Final inspections have been approved for building permits for a barn beam replacement, carport, wine storage cave, water treatment building, and facilities and hay barn. Now, that's huge, because if you've got the water treatment building and, being able to, because they have a meeting center out there that's beautiful. It's got, you can cook there, and it's got a really big meeting room.
Like a glass conservatory.
And it's glass all around, and we've been to weddings there before.
Yeah,
it's just been beautiful, but now nothing for years. Now, he says, so 7 additional permits have been applied for, 4 of which have been issued. The permit for the chapel has been applied for, but not been issued. Why? It's been like 10 years. He said there have been no permitting or inspection activities for the property since 2019. There are also other improvements, including parking areas for which county permits are still needed. One of those permits, converting a helipad storage building to a hangar, has been applied for. Winery's been closed for years. The phone has been disconnected. Anyway, so here it is. And he ran into problems with his neighbors who seemed to believe that the water that was on Anselmo's property was theirs. And that was a problem. He wanted to build a 10 room destination hotel for people to come in. He got the viticultural area designation for this whole area, which is a huge thing.
Huge. That was a big gift.
But his battles with, and I'm not saying it's all in the county. Oh, no. Reverse pushed that envelope a lot.
Well, yeah, but let's just talk about the viticultural that he, lobbied for, spent untold amounts of money back and forth on his own dime to Washington in order to get that area recognized. And we do know, in fact, Friday we're going to a wine tasting in Manton, that is part of a group. And how many areas out there can now be recognized by...
It brings people in from all over the world, and they see viticultural areas. They come in to test the wines. By the way, so what was the end result of that? Well, and someone went away, battered, bleeding, went through a divorce. This didn't have anything to do with it. It was a number of other things. So, but Anselmo, who is wealthy, pumped in about $830,000 into the Shasta General Purpose and Liberty Committees. Both are political action committees established to support the recalls and conservative candidates in the June primary. They didn't all win, but two are headed into the runoffs, they say. But it also cost Modi his job and for the recall, where he was recalled. And and this was years later.
I know, and
years
think some people are very like, you don't even live here anymore. Leave us alone. We'll deal with our own stuff. Anyway, so that was that.
So that's what's going on up in
Anselmo. That's the record searchlight. Yes, yeah, that was in this last weekend.
They have to splash that on there instead of just saying. My question is, why hasn't there been any inspections since 2019? Is there nobody living there?
Or do they care?
Who?
Or do the people who live there,
Anselmo left $1 million there to handle a lot of these things. I just wonder, you know, and the people that bought it,
are they
trying to sell it? Are they?
Maybe they don't really care about the chapel.
It is a beautiful place. And if any of y'all ever had a chance to go up there for dinner or rides.
Most of our community.
Because they used to have trail rides up there.
People ask about it all the time.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Okay. We're going to take a break. What the quote of the day, the greatest thing about dreams is they don't expire. They can lay doormat for years. And when you pull them out and dust them off, they shine like new.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. A great place to buy jewelry. They have all different kinds, ranging from estate jewelry, Native American, specially designed pieces, and everything in between. Get your watch repaired there. Get new batteries there. They have the only watch repairman in Northern California, working right there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino is thankful for all our guests and would like you to come down and play our Thankful Tuesday's $68,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Earn four times the entries on Sundays and Mondays. Weekly drawings Tuesdays in October and November from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners will pick three game pieces off the game board for free slot play. And the highest winner every half hour will win $1,000 cash. All the details are at WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. You know, Albert Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We have been electing politicians to office over and over and keep expecting a different result. Career politicians get in office promising to make our lives and our communities better, yet once elected things continue to decline. Crime, transient camps, wildfires, water shortages are all out of control, yet we put the same people in charge who promise to fix these things and then do nothing once elected. I am different. I am not a career politician, nor will I ever be one. I'm a common sense Shasta County native who plans on making things better in the county I grew up in and in the county that I love. I will work hard for all the citizens of Shasta County, and since I plan on pushing for term limits, I will not waste any time. I think some of our problems grow because politicians who plan on spending decades in office don't get in a hurry to get things done. Let's stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. I promise you that I will get things done. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Active Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Who is
talk
that?
Radio. The Go-Go's. With
no.
Okay.
Wham.
What?
Wham.
Wham. Okay. Got a story about Wham. Who's the guy that sang with Wham?
Okay, I see his
Ricky.
Face.
Nope. Nope.
Go ahead.
Anyway, there's only one or two.
George Michaels.
George Michaels, that's right.
Well,
this is
one
of Ted Leidy's favorite albums, Wham. And when we talk about self-defense and people taking things of yours, you know, just because somebody takes something out of your garage or something gives you no reason to shoot them unless they attack you. So he said, that includes everything. Well, I'm not sure about my Wham album.
Hey, could be collectors.
You know, in Europe, they have a hell of a good rapid transit system. We watched the bullet train in Italy run. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's going through France. Many countries have these. Now, there's a French national company who builds these things. And we're brought on to help California build its high-speed rail from San Francisco to Los Angeles, but ended up leaving the state.
Mm.
Okay, get this. To pursue projects in war-torn North Africa, which the company said was a lot less dysfunctional than California.
I don't doubt it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, here's the thing. And this is in the New York Times. Now, the nation embarks on this historic $1 trillion infrastructure building, the tortured effort to build the country's first high-speed rail system as a case study in how ambitious public work projects can become perilously encumbered by political compromise, unrealistic cost estimates, flawed engineering, and a determined to persist on projects that have become, like the crippled financial institutions of 2008, too big to fail. The state was warned repeatedly that its plans were too complex. SNCF, the French National Railroad, was among bullet train operators from Europe and Japan that came to California in the early 2000s with hopes of getting a contract, to help develop the system. There were so many things that went wrong. SNCF was very angry. They told the state they were leaving for North Africa, which was less politically dysfunctional. They went to Morocco and helped build a train system.
Well,
and so now we continue to pour money into this thing. They've, you know, when it was pulled out under Trump, because nothing really has been done, it is totally over budget. And they're going, and even if it was magically appeared tomorrow, they're still going to have to give money to the system because it's not enough to make it run economically. They're going to still have to prop it up. This is such a huge mistake, and they can't get it into their heads that they made a huge mistake. Take that money and put it into the roads.
And not only the roads, let's figure out the water situation.
In the water.
No, that's number one. We can go, we'll any day go off road. We'll drive over lumps and bumps, but fix the water system.
Yep.
Right. Number one. Numero uno.
More,
okay, now listen, this is what we love about different things that are happening around the world. A Scottish nightclub has found it can reduce its carbon footprint by 70 tons per year if it relies on the beat to make the heat. Glasgow arts venue SWG3 now has a dance floor that absorbs body heat from the dancers and converts it to thermal energy. Between 250 and 600 watts, depending on how intense the music is. The venue had announced the idea last year, but has only just got it turned on, not a moment too soon considering the energy crisis. The thermal energy is channeled via a carrier fluid to a deep borehole 650 feet underground, where it's charged like a thermal battery before being pumped back up to provide heating and AC to the club. I think this is so cool. Town Rock Energy Geothermal designed the system, which they aptly branded as, quote, body heat, and founder David Townsend told the BBC that medium-intensity music like the Rolling Stones could generate 250 watts. But if you've got a big DJ absolutely slamming bass lines and making everyone jump up and down, you could be generating 500 to 600 watts. Let me see, that just jumped. Of thermal energy. What do you think of that?
I think that there's many ways to capture energy and to go, you know, to be looking in new areas. But to think that by 2035, that the nation or the state will be ready for something like that it smacks of the high speed rail. It really does. This is something that makes them feel good. Oh, let's just make things tougher. But when a push gets down to shove, and what do they do? We need to keep the nuclear plant on station because that's 9% or more of our power in California, and if we turn it off, we'll never be able to get through a summer here. I mean, when you look at things like this, it's like there's no reality in Sacramento. They're saying these things, and they've got these, you know, it makes them feel good. They run up and they rub up against each other. Oh, look what we just did. Oh, we just saved the climate. Not as long as China's opening up a new coal plant every week, as is India. Why? Because they don't care, really. In India, and I've said this before, they asked this one governor, this one region, oh, you've got to stop building coal plants. And he said, okay, so which one of my villages do you want to turn the electricity off in? And we just got them electricity in the last couple of years. So which one of them do you want to turn off? Or which two or three do you want to turn off? Because they now have electricity. And this is where these do-gooders and these greenies that are frothing at the mouth, little green, strips of slava dripping on them. Oh, you gotta stop this, stop this. So, which one of our towns do you want to not have electricity or, TV? Any of those things that we in the West just accept. Oh no. And if we have cold water, in a motel that you're at, you go berserk. The idea in many of these countries, even having a shower, that's heaven to them, man. I like this. Did you hear the other day, Joe Biden? He said he gave a speech at a car factory in Hagerstown, Maryland, where he began. The speech was, "Let me start with two words: Made in America." Now, I'm not a brilliant guy or a mathematician, but two words, made in America, isn't that three words? I guess if you say it like America, it'd be one word. So he was just wrong.
Stop it.
He was just wrong.
All right.
He wasn't one word. It wasn't It wasn't two words. It was three words.
Okay. And finally.
And then he said, Jamie. No, it was
okay,
Jackie.
Finally,
Jackie, did you hear
something
that
we all want to hear because we love to watch football.
You got 30
or
seconds.
The National Football League and the NFL Players Association agreed to update the league's concussion protocol over the weekend. The decision follows a review of the response to Miami Dolphins quarterback.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah. After suffered an apparent head injury. So long story, bring this up. It's going to take a medical offer in it, but would like to take a conservative approach to ruling players out. The new concussion protocol went into effect, and several players were sidelined under the new rules. There you go.
We're going to break for the news, and we'll be right back with Shasta College. Which
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Attention. Now the two teens were shot outside the Long Island home of Republican gubernatorial candidate Congressman Lee Zeldin.
At what point are we supposed to talk about the crime on our own streets? I'm standing in front of crime scene tape in front of my own house. You can't get me more outraged than right now.
It happened yesterday afternoon. The two victims were injured. They sought refuge under Zeldin's front porch. The congressman says police tell him the attack had nothing to do with him or his family, and he says no one in his family was injured. A lot of Russian missiles have been finding their way to cities all across Ukraine, including the capital, Kiev. Journalist Sergei Almaz in the Ukrainian capital tells the BBC it's been a scene of utter confusion and chaos.
I woke up and heard the sound of what I thought was an airplane, looked out the window and heard the first explosion. Went out, saw kids running for shelter. There's a school nearby. People frantic. And then a second explosion. I saw big plumes of smoke. Went to the first strike site, and I saw businesses and windows shattered. Emergency services, police officers were frantic, just yelling. And Kiev hasn't seen this for quite a while.
Former President Trump continuing to hold big rallies ahead of next month's midterm elections. Mesa, Arizona, scene of his latest event last night. He ripped the Democrats for sky-high inflation.
Under Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and the radical Democrat Congress, gasoline prices, congratulations, by the way, in Arizona, are up 86% in a very short period of time, and they're going higher.
Mr. Trump still not saying whether he's going to make a run for the White House in 2024. Stocks lower on Wall Street. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Several Chinese cities imposing new COVID lockdowns and travel restrictions.
Chinese authorities say the number of new daily COVID-19 cases tripled during a week-long holiday. State broadcaster CCTV reports the latest lockdown was imposed today in the northern city of Fengyang after a preliminary positive case was found in citywide testing the day before. The capital of the nearby Inner Mongolia region says outside vehicles and passengers are prohibited from entering the city starting Tuesday. China is one of the few places in the world still imposing harsh measures to keep COVID-19 from spreading. I'm Donna Water.
In Germany, a government-appointed expert panel proposing a two-stage system for distributing up to $195 billion in subsidies that's supposed to help ease the strain of high gas prices. Townhall.com. After it exploded in popularity during the pandemic, there's now a move to rein in telemedicine.
The Alliance for Connected Care, which advocates for the use of telemedicine, says nearly 40 states and Washington, D.C. have ended pandemic emergency declarations that made it easier for doctors to use video visits to see patients in another state. Now hospitals are warning doctors not to practice medicine in a state where they don't have a license. Some states, like Virginia, have created exceptions for people who have an existing relationship with a physician, and a few, including Arizona and Florida, have generally made it easier. But doctors say the patchwork of rules has led some to shut down out-of-state telemedicine entirely. I'm Ben Thomas.
China criticizing the latest U.S. decision to tighten export controls. The move would make it more difficult for China to obtain and to manufacture advanced computing chips. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Monday, the 10th of October, 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm in there. Good morning. Can't hear us. Oh, that's right, because we have a lot of other people.
Oh, we have
in
a bunch
here.
Of mics on. Okay.
Okay, but just look, you can't hear, you can't talk. Neither one.
He's
okay.
Nodding at us.
Okay, look.
Nah.
Okay. All right. You know what that was.
Anyway,
Nathan's
at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
And what's the weather?
All right. Looks like we're going to have about 95 today. Our highs, overnight clears of clear skies of 62. Tomorrow calls for 93. Overnight lows Tuesday night at 62. Wednesday calls for sunny with a high of 94, 61 on Wednesday night. Thursday, sunny with a high of 95, just the whole week. 95, sunny, clear skies, great conditions. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And if you're looking for a great weekend, October's my favorite month of the year, and you're thinking, what can we do? Go out to dinner, go to the theater. Well, this weekend, October 14th, 15th, 20th through the 22nd, and October 16th and 23rd, you can go to Shasta College and see a wonderful production called You Can't Take It With You. And this morning we have some of the cast members as well as their director, Greg Thorson. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, I love it. Okay, you came in ready.
You've got them trained.
Well, we fellow actors know that you better show up. Everybody was 15 minutes early, 30 minutes early. You got to warm up because you just don't show up. You got to come around the corner ready for board, right, Greg?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great.
Well,
great
welcome,
to be back.
Welcome to the morning show. And also with us this morning, we have Austin Dora.
Dureau.
Okay. Austin, Dureau. Oh, let me put that down. Is that Scottish or Irish?
I believe Irish.
Yeah. Okay.
Dureau. Just don't be afraid to grab that. Put it in closer, buddy.
And Ashley Olson, good morning.
Good morning.
And
Ashley came in first. She was here when the doors opened.
And Megan Pittman.
She was sitting in, came in, and I thought, schedule somebody for 7:30, which I've been known to do without remembering. Well, and she goes, no, I am with the theater.
The theater. And that's spelled E-A-T-R-E. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No. So let's get into the meat and potatoes here. Greg, first of all, I think our listeners would like to know this. When you do your selection for the years, can you share with our listeners how did you pick this particular production, and how do you go about your selection for the year?
Well, that's a great question, Linda, and there's a lot of factors that go into it. It's a combination of something that I think is exciting for the students and to work on and the community to come see, but then also, you know, our plays are a class in a sense, and so, you know, the material that we do is instructional material. So, you know, we want to find plays that are important, that I think are plays the students should be familiar with, and then they get to spend like a you know, a really in-depth time working on this. It's certainly a much deeper knowledge we get working on a play like this than if we just read it in class. I'm really looking for balance in the roles for men and women. You know, theater's been around for a long time and been driven by a male-dominated culture, and so most plays skew towards having more men's roles. But we generally have more women audition, and so, you know, I want to find something that matches our majors and our student body. So that's something we're looking for as well.
So would you say that this particular cast, we have two ladies here and one gentleman, is this cast balanced or is it more female? I have not seen this. I know that it won Academy Awards, the film, but let's talk about the play came out first, written by George Kaufman and Moss Hart. Can you give us a little bit of a synopsis and the balance of the actors and, well, everybody's actors, but you know how you break it up.
Yeah, sure. So the You Can't Take It With You came out in 1936 and was an instant hit on Broadway. It won the Pulitzer Prize. And I see George Kaufman and Moss Hart were actors, writers, directors, like the quintessential Broadway guys, you know, like if there was gossip on Broadway or, you know, the scoop that you needed, these are the guys that you went to. And the joy and the, in like that sort of comedy, I think, comes across in the play. The play is about a family of, I guess, bohemians or artists in New York City in 1936. And there's one granddaughter named Alice, who's kind of the normal one, and then the rest of the family is very eccentric and has different pursuits. Alice is falling in love with the son of a important banker in New York City, and so there's, you know, the play's kind of a forerunner to something like Meet the Parents, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to have this interesting match of these two different families coming together, and that makes up the bulk of the plot of it.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Sounds funny and charming.
Yes. No, okay. It's very heartwarming and it's fun. It's really good for audience of all ages.
And we think about the cast of the movie. It was Jean Arthur, Lionel Barrymore, James Stewart, Edward Arnold, Ann Miller. I mean, the list goes on.
Kind of well-known people back
right.
then, during this time.
I mean, the list goes on. But so you can think of, like,
not
you know,
as
the charm
as
of the
cat.
Comedy. The charm of the comedy. All right, so let's go to our... Let's
go to Megan.
Let's go to Megan Pittman, and let's ask, what is your role?
I am playing Mrs. Kirby, Tony, the love interest of Alice. I'm his mother.
So let's talk a little bit about your...
You're playing who?
Mrs. Kirby.
She's playing the mother. Okay.
You're playing the mother. So see, this always gets me. These are really great actors when you look at them when they're 12.
Yeah.
and they're playing 50-year-olds.
No, you've got to do the makeup.
Or 40s.
I mean, it's part of your study.
I have a wrinkle you can borrow.
In your classes, do you have the makeup artist come in, or do you do your own makeup with that? You're going to have to age 40 years, 50 years.
We do have somebody who comes in who helps us with makeup and hair, but for the most part, he sort of shows us what exactly he has in mind for us, and the rest is up to us.
All right. Excellent.
If I could jump in for just
Please.
A moment.
And this is?
Ashley Olson.
Ashley Olson.
So there is a makeup class at Shasta College with a lab that they'll have us, you know, help create looks for the other actors in the show, which can definitely be done by the students. And so there is a whole class where they teach us how to do this and to get into character. I think Megan might take that next semester, right?
I'm hoping.
Yes.
So Matt McDonald has been very instrumental in our North State. He's just a true talented artist and... is he going to be involved? Because I know that he had a little mishap. Is he good?
Yes, he is.
Okay,
he's
excellent.
Teaching the class, the makeup class that I am in, and I am, you know, blown away that he is there and working as hard as he does.
Good. Matt, we think of you, and we love this guy.
Love you, Matt.
Anyway, yeah, yeah. Wonderful. Okay.
I want to say we have to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Excuse me. Judy's been doing this since 1993. She has two separate divisions in her business, the insurance division and financial management division. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans or your 401k, your life insurance, business insurance, health insurance, Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Just really good people. We have insurance with Judy. She treats her customers as friends. We'll be right back with Shasta College.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Hello, Shasta County. Chris Kellstrom here once again. I'm running for District 5 Supervisor, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. I'm not a career politician, nor do I plan on ever becoming one. I am a common-sense Shasta County native who has over 40 years of customer service experience and a background in business management. I know how to get things done and treat people fairly. I will admit I lack political experience, but I consider that a good thing in this day and age of career politicians. The current man in the White House has decades of political experience, as do many of our so-called leaders in this state. Personally, I prefer common sense over political experience, and that's what I bring to the table. We have enough career politicians in this world, and I think serving in county politics should be one civic duty, not a career path or stepping stone to higher political office. I will push for term limits for the Board of Supervisors, and I'll refuse the retirement package on day one to prove my intentions. I believe we will get more done if a supervisor has only one or two terms in office instead of 20 years of empty promises. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Remember when filling up the gas tank didn't cost an arm and a leg? Me too.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly.
That's why I support suspending the gas tax to provide immediate relief from high gas prices and put money back in the pockets of working families.
Megan is focused on real-life issues impacting families, reducing the high cost of living, making items like food, gas, and diapers less expensive.
And like you, I'm tired of the wildfires and smoke that plague our region.
That's why Assemblywoman Megan Daly led efforts to improve forest management, put more firefighters on the front lines, and secured millions to help fire victims and communities recover. Megan's good work has earned her the endorsements of the California Professional Firefighters and California Correctional Peace Officers Associations.
California has to do better. That's why I'm fighting to fix the policies that have failed us all. Let's get California back on track and be sure to turn in your ballot.
Megan Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 10th of October, 8:18 in the morning. It's going to be a really nice day. Hot, but nice. Cools off in the evening. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We're here with Shasta College in the theater department, one of our favorite times. You know what? Every time you bring in the Shasta College contingent, every time it's good. It's never been bad in how many years now? This is Peter Griggs, who's in charge of their outreach and media.
Hi, Peter Griggs.
Hey, good morning. And again, thank you for having us on.
Absolutely.
We always enjoy coming in every month and doing this. We've been doing this, Carl, for about 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
And we absolutely love it. And Peter, you're so professional in how you provide us with guests from the college. It's so informative for our listeners to know. We have such a jewel in Shasta College, and we love the fact that you've got this really one of your departments in the theater. Is that it's so great that you have like Greg Thorson, who's the theater director and doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dr. advanced in his doctorate degree, who comes in here and is so informative as well. So thank you so much. It just it's a great prize we have here in Shasta County.
The only time I ever wondered is when you brought in the horticultural. The teacher and one student shows up with a mohawk, and it was for a whole hour. I just looked at you.
And yet that was one of our best shows.
Yeah. I could have gone for 2 hours that day with those two. Turns out he's an Afghanistan veteran, two combat tours, worked in big business.
He earned that mohawk. Yeah,
he earned that mohawk.
Yeah. In fact, I hope it had some color on it.
He did.
Oh, cool. Okay, let's get back to
it. Okay, let's go back to Greg Thorson, our theater director, with Austin, Ashley, Megan, and...
We have Austin, Ashley, and Megan. Those are our actors. And then,
there's only three here.
And Dr. Thornton, who is a theater director. So we're talking about the play that's coming up. You Can't Take It With You. Let's go into a little bit. Austin, we heard that the set design is pretty incredible. Can you talk about the other elements? Lighting, we talked about makeup earlier, stage design, audio mics, costuming, etc. Can you give us an insight?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one thing that's important to note when it comes to a theater production is that every piece of the stuff that go onto stage, such as the set design, the lighting, the makeup, is all just a huge individual piece to an overall great big puzzle. And so each piece of the puzzle only works if you're putting enough attention and thought into each piece. So I'm sure as when people walk into the auditorium, what they'll notice right away is how incredible the set design looks and the thought that went into it. And you can tell between David and Tim and Matt and Greg and all those and Hillary, all those people put so much love and thought into what they did. And it's truly special because you see that right away from just waiting till the show starts to as soon as you see Penny on stage followed by Essie. It's just, you can see how much they thrive off of one another, because it's very clear that if you don't put enough attention into one section, you're going to damage the show in the others. So you always treat each thing with the same amount of respect.
And I love what you're saying, because we all know it takes a team. Mm-hmm. It's a nucleus. Exactly. And when you come in and thinking it's all about you, and I know Greg as a teacher, you know, you've got newbies. And there's such a thing as, and I think that some of the best etiquette in the world are those who are theater people, because they show up just like you did today on time. There is a respect. You don't step on somebody's lines. It's all in this whole theater world. And so I want to go back to you for a minute, Austin, and I want to ask you, is that something that you want to take with you, and are you more in the acting element of it, or do you really like the whole idea of being the tech guy with the stage and the stuff that goes on behind the stage?
I'm certainly not opposed to either one. There's been times when we've had an actor out for the day and I've had to step in, and I certainly love doing that. Personally, myself, I am one of the assistant directors on the play, and my goal one day is to become a director of my own. And so what I've really loved about this is giving me the experience of the backstage kind of thing and seeing the stuff that goes into what the average person just walking into the auditorium would see.
You know, that leads me to another question. Mm-hmm. You all are young, and you've gotten into theater. We've had a young man that used to do our movie reviews, Robert Burke.
Yeah, former student of mine.
Every Wednesday morning, he'd come in at 7 o'clock
and
do a movie review. And now he is in back east
at Emerson College.
He's making his own movies. Where I'm getting to on this is with today's advent of advertising your phone to make movies with, because you can do it with your phone. Is this kind of a ground type training to be able to make your own movies?
Do you mean like theater education?
They learn all of it right here. They're out there performing. They're building sets. They're doing the design. They're doing the
hands
makeup.
On.
It's a hands-on time. I like to hear from all of you on this. And I can start with Ashley. Is this something that's kind of like this gives you a good groundwork if you want to make short features or longer ones?
I think being in theater will definitely give you those skills. But between movies and theater, they're so different. They're so drastically different. And I know that my heart lies with live theater as opposed to recording something and posting it online. I mean, which can be fun. And you definitely do earn those skills here when it comes to building set and doing makeup and learning how to carry yourself and talk and things like that. But it's just, they're very different, mediums.
Totally. I'm right there with you on that one.
Let's go to Megan then. Megan, this, live theater is beautiful. The reach of the internet is huge. Is when you got into this and you've started it well before this year, I'm sure. What drew you to it, and is this something that you think you can make your life with?
Oh my God, that is a great question. I have been involved in theater since I was very young. Being at Shasta College is the first time I've ever actually played a role with significance and had a lot of speaking lines. And I've found that... Sorry, could you repeat the question? I got so excited I blanked.
I'm sorry, what?
Could you repeat the question?
How did you choose that?
You got into this,
and theater, with all the online stuff, but yeah. Theater is so different as Ashley pointed out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think my favorite aspect of it is sort of being able to step out of myself and be somebody else for a change, and then put myself in somebody else's shoes.
Love it.
I want to be a very worldly person, so I feel like if I can get the perspective of other people, that's the real kicker for me. I've always loved performing for people, entertaining people, making people have fun. That's always been one of the reasons I love it so much.
Okay.
So you can really become your character and embody your character. There's something about getting lost in that, too, where you now, you've got to lose your ego because it's really not about you. Now you're inside the skin and creating the energy and feeling the energy of this character, and you're playing an older woman. So that, I'm wondering what you're doing with your own studies to become an older woman. Tell me what you're doing.
Well, I'm watching a lot of movies, and I know we were sort of talking about the differences between film and theater in the technical space, but acting-wise, I've been watching a lot of films that take place around the same era, and also trying to sort of mimic the dialect, because they didn't speak like we speak. We speak very casual. They were more professional,
right,
and regal. And
they had diction teachers, so...
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you can understand people in 1934 movies better than you can 2022 movies. Well, okay, well, let's move it over then to Austin. Austin, same question. Getting into theater like this, and what, with all the other extraneous types of entertainment that's out there.
One thing, for me myself, this is my first year ever doing theater. Part of the reason I wanted to do theater was because I wanted to get the experience, because I knew very early on I wanted to be a director. When I was little, I was obsessed with movies. I should say not love, more of a set obsessed. And I knew I wanted to become a film director one day. And so part of the steps to that is I wanted to get more experience with it, because I had like a little YouTube channel when I was a kid, but you could definitely tell someone with no experience and making videos and posting it online compared to someone who's gone through the process, especially on a theater production and stuff like that. It's just a different mindset that you come out with when you take a theater production that really benefits you going forward. And it's the heart of theater is at any moment there could be a flaw that happened.
Love it.
But that makes it real.
That is real, like when some prop breaks or you have a – and this is the difference between – we're talking about in the moment, so in the moment, the breath of the moment. Because you – the light could go out. The mic could go out. Somebody could – you know, you've got to be able to stay in your space. And right there, that is enough to just make anybody go like, am I going to be able to be – present in this moment, or am I going to be distracted because the light back there went? I love to hear all these stories about what you guys go through live in the moment, like having to really focus.
Austin makes it for an interesting case, and in that, you know, he came in as someone that is interested in being a filmmaker from day one. And we were at Riverfront gave us free tickets to see their play Crossing Delancey a month ago. Thank you, Riverfront Theater.
Yeah.
And we were there, and Austin's like, you know, this is the only play I've ever seen that I haven't worked on. I said, wow, okay. But we live in California. I mean, California is a place dominated by the film industry. I'm an old school theater guy. I grew up outside of Oregon Shakespeare Festival. I've lived in New York City. I've worked for the Colorado Shakespeare Festival. Theater is in my blood. But my students more come from a background in film. I mean, film's distribution is so ubiquitous that it is what we see, what we do, and I think that there's a lot of opportunities in that. Carl makes a really interesting point about, like, in your pocket now, you have this thing that could make your own movie. I mean, you know, when I was a kid
mean it's a good movie.
In the 1990s, right? That I couldn't have even thought of that. But, like, the skills of working with actors, right, that specifically, I think, comes from theater, working with a team of designers and so forth, I think, is incredible for a young film director. I mean, Austin somewhere is going to need to learn, like, the technical aspects of setting a shot and camera focus and things like that. And I'm a theater guy. I have no idea on that. But we can talk about what it's like to help an actor find their character, find an objective in the scene.
Well, you know, and that's what a director does, of course. But I look at live theater like a train. Once the train leaves the station, it doesn't stop. With movies and TV and even this show, we can stop.
Yeah.
And go, let's rethink that last one, you know? And that is...
Oh, we have a dump button so we can... Somebody says something bad, boom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So don't try it.
Yeah.
He is standing there ready. Okay, we got to take a quick break here.
This is great, you guys. We're here with Shasta College Theater Department and Dr. Greg Thorson, who's a theater director, and with an upcoming production of You Can't Take It With You. We're going to hopefully give away tickets here, too, for the show. But this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute, but there's more. They're also one of the highest-rated hospitals in the United States by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, receiving 4 out of 5 and 5 out of 5 stars in areas such as heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, safety in the operating room there, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacements. Right here, Shasta Regional Medical Center, making the health and the vitality in our community better. We'll be right back.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, This is Marcus Barton, candidate for Redding City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Redding. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Michael DeQuisto, Redding Vice Mayor. I'm supporting and wholeheartedly endorse Marcus Parton for City Council.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Redding City Council 2022.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio
at
KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1468. Stepped on my line.
That's a guy who definitely knew how to, like, use his falsetto.
This portion of the...
To make me feel like dancing. Gonna dance the right away.
You want me to... Can I help? No.
I'd like to see you try.
You know, one time I... There was a cover... Well, it was the original singer from Journey, and they were saying, Don't Stop Believing. Yep. And I was filming it out here on the baseball
Tiger
field. Tiger Field, and I was singing along, and I was feeling, oh, yeah, this is great, and I listened back to it, and you could hear my voice and his. It was so bad that I erased it.
Aww.
Just totally. Oh, not my voice, his. No.
It wasn't Stephen Perry. It wasn't Steve Perry.
It was the next one.
Yeah, the next guy.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I've been going there for 15 years since I moved to Redding. Never had a bad haircut. I love these guys down there. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments. So you don't have to wait in line. You give them a call at 530-244-9478. And you go on in there. Like I said, you get a great haircut. They don't talk politics. And you won't see Dr. Phil on the TV because of why? It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, we're here with Shasta College in the theater department and Greg Thorson, who, of course, heads up the theater department. Austin Doro.
Yes.
And Ashley Olson and Megan Pittman. I had a few minutes problems. I was trying to count
all
everybody.
All students and all in the upcoming
students.
Production of You Can't Take It
with You.
You said you were asking something at the break that you wanted to ask Greg.
And about where the, you know, once they've graduated from your program, what happens then? I mean, some of them go, keep staying in theater. I'm sure. Others go into other things, but I know you have success stories.
Oh, yeah. Well, and this is the fun part. And, you know, I think this is probably my seventh year at Shasta College. So, you know, now I'm developing more and more success stories. And, you know, I look forward to that over the next 20 years. But, you know, they do all sorts of things. Some of them stay local. You know, one of our former students is Blake Fisher, who's been instrumental in Viva Downtown work.
Blakey.
We have students like Emma Richardson, who transferred to Southern Oregon University. I think her main goal is to be a teacher of theater at the community college level. We have a fair number of students go to Southern Oregon University. They have a really prestigious and big and fantastic theater program. I have had students transfer down south to the L.A. area, to the CSU system. I think we see a lot of students go. One of our students from last semester graduated, Sonny Martinez, is at Chico State now, and I think he's cast in their production of Cabaret, and I think maybe is in tech or just about to open that. And so they go on to do fascinating things. We mentioned Robert Burke, who was a student that I worked with while he was in junior high school and high school,
and now
he's in college. But, you know,
You Good Men. Which was a great production.
Yeah.
You all, by the way, that was a great production.
Thank you.
Put on it. It wasn't just students in it, but you brought in actors from you know, older. Well, you had somewhat older actors, but still, it was a great production. And
thanks, Carl.
The reason many reasons I liked it, but you actually brought in a military guy to make sure that they were doing things correctly.
Yeah.
Because so many times you'll see something and it's like, oh. In your head hits the
well,
mic.
That's a deep. That, when you're
but
doing,
that's part of what you did to make a production to enable the actors to be comfortable with who they are.
Well, this production. I'm sorry to jump on you, but you can't take it with you. It's about the details.
Yeah. So exactly. You know, that sort of level of interest in the history, the authenticity of it, we bring to everyone. So Few Good Men was wonderful, and Carl was an excellent advisor in helping us with that. But we're interested in the world in the world of the play, of this play as well. I frequently use a role called the dramaturg, which is like the research assistant for the director, or helps do this work to examine what the culture of that time is like, what the reference in the play are like, that is helping bring that context into the rehearsal. It's a really important position at theaters like Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and in the professional theater world. And so it's something that I brought to Shasta College, and, you know, we usually have somebody dedicated just to that role.
Could you please explain again the name of the role you're talking about?
It's called a dramaturg, D-R-A-M-A-T-U-R-G, and it's like a expert in theater history, a research assistant or advisor to the director and the cast.
Oh, I love that. So we need to have that person that does that. Is that you?
No.
You brought somebody in to do that.
We almost always have a student, and I've had some phenomenal students in this position. Sometimes I do the work just out of curiosity, but it really should be its own role. And it's, you know, when the director and the dramaturg and the actors are doing all that work and they're that passionate about it, you know, then you know you're on your way to having a successful show.
So this show specifically is set in what era?
So we're set in 1936, so pretty early in the New Deal. We're not quite to the Great Depression, but ideas about socialism, being on relief, things kind of bubble. You know, I mean, this is a comedy. It is close to being a farce, like its main aim is to make you laugh and to entertain you. But underneath it, there's some interesting ideas about, you know, what it's like to, how the U.S. is changing, you know, pre-World War II, right before the Great Depression.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Shasta College. This portion of the show brought to you by Minuteman Press. If you need something printed, like business cards, invitations, don't go online. Don't call the 800 number. Do yourself a favor. Call Steve Clark, a great guy, over at Minuteman Press at 530-221-0400. They've done a lot of stuff for us here, including a pop-up with our name and call sign all over it.
little bit different than the former pop-up we had, which resulted in me rolling around on the ground in front of a church. With if anybody, thank God nobody had a phone with them when that was going on. But they, and that wasn't their fault, that was a user error. But they have done a lot of stuff for us, shirts, cards, everything. If you're looking for anything like that, give Steve Clark a call. 530-221-0400, Minuteman Press. We'll be right back.
Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I am running for District 5 Supervisor, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. District 5 includes Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and now Happy Valley. The one thing all these areas have in common is water issues, or better yet, a lack of water. The ACID canal is empty for the first time ever, and this has caused an environmental nightmare for the South County. Wells are going dry, ponds and creeks are drying up, fields and pastures have been destroyed. Happy Valley has been facing water shortages and severe cutbacks for a few years now. And in Shingletown, Grace and Nora Lakes have been drained, plus their water storage project has been held up over government red tape and regulations. Mark Twain once said, whiskey is for drinking and water's for fighting over. Shasta County needs a fighter who will fight for the people and stand between the citizens and government overreach and red tape regulations. Water is the lifeblood of the earth, and I will fight for that lifeblood for Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
Wind River Resort and Casino has Monday Night Football, the best day of the week. So come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside season. Score big with our stadium snacks half off during the game. Play hard, win easy with more prizes, cash, and free slot play. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. So get your team gear on, grab your friends, and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. If you've shopped for groceries or gassed up your car lately, you know that inflation is getting worse, not better. There is no reason why everything we buy these days needs to cost so much more than it did just 2 years ago. The Biden administration and the Pelosi Congress are wrecking our economy with their massive spending, their regulations, and tax increases. They've wasted our precious water, neglected our forests, and ruined our domestic energy industry, making us more dependent on expensive foreign oil. Their bureaucracy, their regulations, and mandates make everything cost more, crushing small business. I fight in Washington for families' needs, not some political agenda. To keep our water flowing and our crops growing. A federal government actually managing our forests to prevent devastating fires instead of watching them burn. To cut through the nonsense to help our families survive. I'm Doug LaMalfa. I approve this message, and with your support, I'll keep fighting for what's right. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back. What?
More.
You sitting here dancing, your shirt came open. I mean, what?
A James Bond.
Wait a minute, let me get my gold chain on.
All right, yeah, absolutely missing it. Hey, welcome back. This is the last segment of our show.
I need to tell everybody about the Chili Cook-Off fundraiser. That's going to be for the fire department out there in Dry Creek in Bella Vista. That's going to be on October 16th, Craft Fair and Flea Market at 9 a.m. Chili Cook-Off starts at 12 noon. They've asked me to judge that, and I can just tell you is the last bowl of chili I ate was in the ambulance. heading to Shasta Regional. It's a five bean day.
It's a five bean day.
And yes, I can eat jalapenos. Okay.
Gotta crush it and mainline
October 16th this weekend. Okay, we're here with Shasta.
Shasta College in the theater department. And, of course, Greg Thorson, outstanding example of a college theater director. And then he brought with him three students, Austin Doral and Ashley Olson and Megan Pittman. And I want to start with them. So, Austin.
Yes.
Give us kind of your quick thoughts on theater. You're here.
And Shasta College.
In your future.
Mm-hmm. Well, theater has definitely changed the way that I approach looking at either a movie or especially when we went to the Riverfront Theater last month to watch, I believe, Crossing Delancey. Crossing Delancey. As Greg mentioned, that was the first play I've ever seen that I haven't worked on. And the only play I've worked on was last production's Mr. Burns, a post-electric play. And after working in one and then seeing one, there's a great deal of respect that I see that goes into it. And I totally, as someone who works behind the stage and all that, and working with actors such as like Megan and Ashley, you totally see where like a director's decision kind of thing, and you could totally tell when an actor is uncomfortable but they're playing through it kind of thing. And that's just another thing you respect about the show, is you could see the love and the craft in it, and especially.
Okay.
Let's get Ashley on this one. Ashley, we're going to move it around because we haven't heard very much from you this morning. So this is your turn to roll.
I have been doing theater for, at least 10 years now or so, and I just love it. I can't stop. It's just something that, you know, I'm going to take with me my whole life. And I'm so honored to be a part of the Shasta College program. It is fantastic. And I drive from Weaverville every single day to come be a part of this. We do have a little theater program there, but it's nothing like what Shasta College has to offer. And I'm so happy to be here. This is such a fun show. I really hope that everybody comes and sees it.
Did we ask you what your part is in this?
I am playing Alice Sycamore.
And she is the?
She is one of the leads of the play. She is the one that has the crazy family, and she falls in love with Tony, the son of an investment banker. And so the whole plot line kind of takes place around her love life and how the families really take to each other.
Okay.
So the dates again are October 14th, 15th, 20th, 22nd at 7 p.m. and matinees on the 16th and 23rd at 2. Now let's get to Megan, let's finish with you before we go back to Dr. Greg Thorson and give a couple tickets away. So it's your turn to shoot about the whole experience.
I love theater. I love Shasta College. I've had such a great time last semester and this semester, especially working on this production of Can't Take It With You. It's so much fun, even as an actor. And I think I can speak on behalf of some of the cast. We have such a fun time. We're always laughing.
Yeah.
And I totally can see it transferring to the audience. I think it's just a great time for everybody.
If the cast is having a great time, usually the audience does.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell. You can tell, as you said, Austin, they're working through things. And can they work through them? But obviously it sounds like you all are going to have a great time, which means we'll all have a great time. Okay, Dr. Thorson.
Great. I also just want to mention that in the spring we'll be doing the play The Skin of Our Teeth by Thornton Wilder. This is a classic American play from the 1940s. Thornton Wilder also wrote Our Town. He's one of the most important American dramatists of all time. And our auditions will be January 5th and 6th at the Shasta College Theater at 6 o'clock. So
let me ask this question. Is it just for... I know the answer to this, at least in some things.
We welcome anybody in the community to audition. Certainly students audition for the play, but we have many community members involved in our important parts of our cast, and it is a class, so people are registered for a section of the class, but that can be big or small. And so I encourage people to get involved. Shasta College is here to serve our whole community, and we have lots of great roles, and I encourage everybody to audition.
Do you have a musical that's coming up, looking towards? Have you?
Yes, I think that we're planning on doing a summer musical this summer, and we should be pretty close to being able to announce what that is.
All right.
And so forth.
Always, I'm curious. Like, can you sit in the think tank and just decide what that's going to be? All right, so we, if you've been listening to the program this morning and you love Shasta College Theater, Peter Griggs said that he would give two tickets for us to give away on the air. So you know it's October 14th, 15th, 20th,
he'll deliver them
22nd.
To your house. No, he won't. Okay, I'm sorry, that was
we'll get one of those nights, but you have to call us at 605-4567 and look at your calendar now. Let us know what the date is, and Peter will drop those off for you here at the station. So that how it, that's how it works.
You know,
you can't take it with you, two tickets for those dates.
You know,
one of those dates.
One of the things I like, because we still got a couple minutes left, because you all are very concise, which I'm not used to because you're in theater, that you've got different classes. I mean, can you get a degree in
theater? Of course. So
I know it may sound a little, you know, because I thought maybe it was just like, we've got like, 15 credits, but
no, you don't. Yeah, we have a degree program. You can receive an AAT, which is an associate's degree for transfer in theater. These are three are all theater majors. We have a growing program. About 10 years ago, the degree itself was not attainable. Like, it was kind of stuck in, like, it needed work on its curriculum. But I did that about 7 years ago, and so we've seen our numbers start to improve and come up. We also serve the general education community at Shasta College. Introduction to Theater is a popular class, not just for theater majors, but for people looking to satisfy their GE credits at the school. I teach that online asynchronously, so it's a class that, you know, people are interested in because of its flexibility. But, yeah, a Shasta College theater major will learn some theater history and background on what it takes to work in the field. They'll take two acting classes. They'll take a makeup class. And then, you know, I think the bulk of our learning probably comes from the plays, and that we get to put this knowledge that we've learned in class into practice on the stage. And that's always such a wonderful experience. And, you know, there probably is no better way to learn than to do that, I think.
Gosh, I totally mishandled the clock this time, so we have more time. So I'm going to go real quick, and I'm going to start with Megan this time. Oh, yeah. What do you want to do with your degree? Where are you going? What do you want to do?
Ah, the dreaded question.
Unless your parents. I know your parents are going, you can't do that. Why don't you become an accountant?
Oh, God.
You can always have a job. Lawyer.
I would love to further pursue theater. I would love to transfer to Southern Oregon. That's Ashley and I's goal.
Well, that's a big theater community up there.
Yes, yeah, very much so. And I honestly, I would love to dabble in film. That's always been a dream of mine. I've always grown up loving movies, and I want to experience as much as I can when it comes to acting. I want to do so. Like, all of it.
Okay, Ashley.
So, something that I just can't stand is when I tell somebody that I'm a theater major and they immediately assume I want to be an actress. I hate that. I want to be a teacher. I love all aspects of theater. I love the backstage, you know, the front of house, being on stage. Every little aspect of it, I want to be involved. I would love to be a director one day, and my overall goal after I finish school is I want to be a theater teacher at a community college level.
Oh, that's okay. Fantastic.
And
I bet you'd be really good at it, too.
Okay, Austin, you get final word. Now you get final word almost.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Me personally, I will be finishing my credits here at Shasta College just a semester early. So I'm looking. I'm looking to switch to a different school come spring of January of 2023.
Right.
And so as of now, I know I have into Sac State, but I'm looking to get into other schools like Fullerton, for example, because I want to be in that LA area, the heart of it all kind of thing, because. As I mentioned earlier, like, I would like to be a film director one day, and so I want to learn the ins and outs of everything down there.
Okay.
And bring everyone with me.
That's great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. For joining us
and
today.
And Dr. Thorson, as usual,
It's our pleasure. Thank you both.
I think theater teaches, just closing thoughts here, that theater teaches tolerance. It teaches you to be outside of yourself, to share, to be respectful, to know history. There's so many things that enhances one's growth in theater that I think a lot of people don't. They look at it to be flat when it is so deep. And so thank you for encouraging us today to join in watching theater and being supportive of theater.
You know, of course, that when you get the right play, I may come out and
all
join
right,
you.
Okay,
but it's got to be the right play. I wasn't even asked for a few good men, but then after watching
John Wells.
Oh, well, I just went... Okay. Oh, he's pretty good.
He was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really good.
Well, I'll put that into our magical consideration.
It could be just a walk-on. I always wanted to be in a movie, and I got into a movie. You got to see my face. You got to see me shot down. That was okay.
He won Dancing with the Stars, so what do you want?
There we go.
All right. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Remember, Shasta College, you can't take it with you. I'm surprised we didn't get any calls.
We will.
If you want to attend this production, give us a call, 605-4567. We need to put butts in the seats. You know how important that is to support.